Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
Here I stand beside this chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall. Standing by the river,
looking beyond,
standing by the river.
Listening to the music,
listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. From the land of endless glory, fall upon my listening ear.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear.
Standing by the river,
waiting for the boatman,
listening to the music,
listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome. Gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling low. I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling. I must tarry here no more.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river,
waiting for the boatman.
Listen to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone
all alone, but he is there, no doubt. When the storm arrives,
hours on heaven's bright and eternal shore. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold. For the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold. For the beautiful dream of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing morning by the river of life.
And I want to look at the Word of God this morning and see what it has to say, dear friend, concerning a soldier's life this morning. Dear friend, the book of Numbers is a transitional book. Genesis talks about the creation and the fall of man. Exodus talks about the redemption and deliverance from the bondage of Egypt. Leviticus talks about the worship and the fellowship. Has to do with the sanctuary and the sacrifices. Deuteronomy talks about the blessings and the entering into the promised land. But here in the book of Numbers, brother, it refers or it emphasizes our service and our walk with God this morning. This book covers some 40 years in the wilderness. Dear friend, this morning, God brought them out of Egypt to bring them into Canaan. Dear friend, he brought them out slaves, but thank God he made them soldiers in the sight of God this morning. Dear friend, I'm interested in those two phrases in the first part of chapter number 1. The Bible said, first of all, that God commanded Moses and Aaron to number the people. Amen. Dear friend, now later on it would be a sin to number the people. That's why David got in trouble. Dear friend, God does not want you and I to depend, dear friend, upon numbers. We don't have strength in numbers. Dear friend, our strength is in the Lord this morning. Dear friend, if we've got God on our side, then me and God's a majority. The Bible said, if the Lord is with us, and who can be against us this morning? Amen. Dear friend, it doesn't matter, dear friend, about the numbers. Dear friend, as long as God is with us this this morning. Dear friend, but God was not depending upon, dear friend, the security of numbers, but He wanted them to know that they were in that number this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm not worried so much about the numbers of that's in church this morning. I'm more concerned about the numbers, dear friend, of those that are going to heaven. Amen. I'm glad I'm in that number this morning. I'm glad I'm numbered among the chosen few. I'm glad I'm numbered among the saints of God. Dear friend, I'm glad that God's got my name and God's got my number. I thank God this morning my name's in the book of life. Dear friend, I am carved on the palm of His hand. Dear friend, this morning I'm His and He's mine. I thank God. Dear friend, I'm in that number. But I also notice that little phrase, I go to war. Amen. In fact, some 15 times in the book of Numbers, you'll find that little phrase. Dear friend, God delivered them at the Red Sea, and God could have delivered them all the rest of the way. Dear friend, this morning, but God wanted them to put forth an effort on their part as well. Amen. From the time we come out of Egypt, out of bondage, dear friend, today it's going to be a battle, a warfare, and a struggle this morning. Dear friend, when we cross over Jordan, dear friend, that's not heaven this morning. Dear friend, but that's a type of a Christian life. Amen. The blessing, living now in Canaan. Dear friend, enjoying the blessings that God has for us. But brother, you know as well as I do, when Joshua crossed over Jordan, dear friend, he faced obstacles, he faced armies, dear friend, he struggled. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, when you get saved, brother, that's not when the battle ends, that's when it begins. Dear friend, I'm not struggling to be saved, and I'm not fighting to keep myself saved. Brother, that's already been settled. The war was won at Calvary. Woo, hallelujah. Dear friend, I'm completely and absolutely and uttermost saved this morning. Dear friend, but as long as I'm in this world, as long as I'm confined in this flesh, brother, I'm going to have a battle and a struggle, and so will you this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today I'm not going to argue politics. This is not a lecture on history. Brother, I'm glad to be an American this morning. Dear friend, but more than I'm an American, I am a Christian. A child again, born again, blood bought. I thank God, believer, this morning. Amen. And there is a battle that you and I must engage in this morning. And God told Moses and Aaron, I want you to number the people and get them ready to go forth to war. Amen. I want to say, first of all, this morning, there is the making of a soldier. Amen. Brother, we're not born that way. Dear friend, I know there's some cut and dry soldiers this morning, but I'd like to think, brother, they come out of the womb, dear friend, this morning that way, but I'm telling you, a soldier has to be made. Amen. Dear friend, first of all, he has to be trained. Dear friend, he's got to go through the particulars, and he's got to go through the orders and the obstacles. Dear friend, to be trained and instructed, dear friend, in a soldier way this morning. Amen. He must be equipped. Dear friend, today, that's why the Bible tells you and I to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Dear friend, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Dear friend, that's why God has trained us in the Word of God. Dear friend, sitting at the feet of the man of God. Dear friend, sitting at the foot of the podium. Dear friend, being preached and taught the Word of God. Being equipped, dear friend, with the things of God this morning. Amen. When a man joins the army or joins the military, dear friend, they just don't send you off to war like you are. They train you and they equip you. Amen. And then also a soldier must be disciplined. Amen. Brother, that's something that must be instilled in the heart of that soldier this morning. Dear friend, to be able, dear friend, to stand and withstand. Dear friend, Paul said, as good soldiers of Christ, dear friend, we ought to endure hardness. Dear friend, this this morning. Amen. Dear friend, there's a lot of rough and rugged road ahead. There's a lot of skirmishes. Dear friend, there's a lot of battles. Dear friend, this morning. And you and I have got to be able, dear friend, to be disciplined enough to stay in the fight. Amen. Dear friend, there have been some that have gone AWOL. Amen. There have been some that have deserted. Dear friend, their post. Dear friend, but God expects you and I this morning as soldiers to stay in our place. Amen. Dear friend, to defend it at all costs. Dear friend, we must be disciplined. Dear friend, this morning, then also there is the mastery of a soldier this morning. What he is under and who directs him this morning. Amen. Every soldier this morning has a superior. Amen. Dear friend, there is not a soldier this morning in the military ranks that does not have someone that he answers to. Someone that is above him. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and I want to assure you, child of God, I don't care how long you've been shaved. Dear friend, today you're not too big. Dear friend, that you don't have and you don't answer to anyone. We're all under orders. We're all under authority. We've all got commands. Amen. And a commander. Dear friend, Hebrews said that Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. Amen. That is a military rank. Dear friend, and you and I are soldiers this morning, and we have a superior. Amen. And then we have a standard. Dear friend, in verse 52 of chapter 1, dear friend, the Bible saying, and the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard. In chapter number 2, I read to you how the Bible said in verse 3 on the east side, how the Bible said they'll pitch the standard of their camp, amen, and the enzyme of their father. In other words, when the children of Israel got together by their tribes, they were to lift up a flag with the insignia of their tribe. Dear friend, they represented, amen, who they were fighting for this morning. Amen. Dear friend, in the physical world this morning, I say amen to old glory. Amen. If you want to burn her, if you want to tear her up and stomp on her, bless God, move somewhere else. Amen. Dear friend, I think you ought to reverence the flag. Amen. I think when you pass by it, you ought to thank God for it. Amen. Dear friend, be proud. Dear friend, that flag is flying high upon the mast. Spiritually speaking, I am a child and a soldier of the cross. Amen. May his banner also wave high this morning. That's who I'm representing. That's who I'm defending. That's who I'm standing for this morning. Amen. Praise God. Dear friend, there's also the mission of a soldier. His job, his duty, his purpose. Dear friend, this morning, I want to say, first of all, it is the first duty and the first mission of a soldier to defend. Amen. Dear friend, he is the first line of defense. Dear friend, to our nation. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, to stand in opposition, to stand as an obstacle and defend this morning. Dear friend, those soldiers in our military that have taken a sworn duty to defend the Constitution and defend the flag and the freedoms and the liberties, I thank God for them this morning. Paul also said, I'm set for the defense of the gospel. Amen. Dear friend, a soldier of the cross, willing to stand up, I thank God for Jesus. Amen. I know God, by his crushing hand, amen, I could defeat all of his foes and will one day. But hand of mine, he's looking for someone to be a witness, someone to stand up and defend. I thank God his name and honor him this morning. The second mission of a soldier is to deliver, to set free the oppressed, deliver the captive, amen, to rescue. Dear friend, this morning, to reach out. Brother, when those are oppressed, dear
AFM this morning, we send out our military to deliver those, to set them free that are under the finger of tyrants, at AFM that are under the hand of oppression. At AFM, the same thing as a Christian this morning, at AFM, we are to set free those that have been taken captive by the will of the devil, have those that are still in chains of bondage of sin, have those this morning that are still at AFM this morning on their way to hell, and AFM, it is our job to set them free. I thank God and deliver them. I think about the methods of a soldier. Amen. First of all, he is to stand. Amen. Brother, when our president draws a line, at AFM this morning, it ain't me that goes out there and stands. At AFM, it is our military that he sends in. At AFM, to back up his word. Amen. It is those on the front line that he uses. At AFM, as the arm. At AFM, of our might this morning. At AFM, it is a soldier that puts his life on the line. At AFM, this morning, to stand. At AFM, today, it is also secretly. At AFM, much of what a soldier's do. At AFM, never goes reported. At AFM, only have those glamorous things do the headlines make. At AFM, those have things behind the scenes, those have dirty jobs. At AFM, this morning, oh, at AFM, that's the life of a soldier. At AFM, but I'm glad this morning that our captain said, and our Father seeth in secret, that shall reward us open. And much of our life is behind the scenes. Much of our work this morning goes unnoticed by the eyes of the world, never makes the headlines. But I'm glad God's keeping an account this morning. Amen. And one of these days, brother, there'll be a time of reward. Amen. But also, I hear from the methods of a soldier is sacrificial. Amen. All we see here on this side are the numbers of those that have died on the other side. Amen. At AFM today, they've laid down their life. At AFM, and sometimes it seems meaningless. And sometimes it seems useless. At AFM, but those that died in the line of duty. At AFM this morning are and deserve an honor. At AFM, in our society, as well as those that have laid down their lives in the line of the duty serving God. Amen. Bless their holy name. I want to mention lastly this morning before time runs out, and that is the memory of a soldier. Amen. We ought to be aware this morning of those, at AFM, I tell you, all the crosses and the flags on the roadside. At AFM, when you pass by them, at AFM this morning, you ought to stop and remember and reflect. Brother, it could be one of your family members' name. It could be your name out there. Brother, but thank God for those that defended our country and our liberties so that we could ride freely. Amen. We ought to appreciate our veterans and our soldiers this morning. Amen. If you see one of them out in the dining hall, you ought to pick up their check. Amen. At AFM, thank them. At AFM, for what they're doing for you. Amen. At AFM, as far as I know right now at this time, every soldier in our military is voluntary. Amen. They didn't have to, at AFM, but they chose to. It is the same in God's army. Brother, you ain't got to join. You've got a choice this morning. At AFM, and then we ought to aid our veterans this morning. Support them this morning. Give them the necessary funds. At AFM, to be a blessing to them and their families. At AFM, I'm glad that God supplies the needs. I'm glad that God takes care of all soldiers this morning in his ranks. At AFM, a soldier's life. I thank God for our veterans, and thank God for all of those veteran children of God that have paved the way for us. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.